place. That means in any situation where a person is going to, so we say, if you're going to, if either you're coming from a place where you went ahead and you did malacha, or in a place when you're going, or you're going to a place where they don't do malacha. So in both cases, you always have to take the chumrah and make sure that you're not doing malacha on Erev Pesach. But you show them the mea machlokes, and the person should not go ahead and change the mea machlokes, make sure that you're doing kimminig amokim. Okay, it's in voice of the Mishnah base. A mile of parish is yimokim shakalu and yimokim shalikalu. The halacha is that when it comes to shvius, a person is only allowed to do, the halacha is that you're only allowed to be eating pears that you have, is that as long as there's still fruit in the sugar, as the pasuk learns out, after you the lachaya shebar tech, as long as there's food for the chaya in the food, then you're allowed to go ahead and eat the food for you. So, Mokum Shakolo, let's say you're taking in your house where you're coming from, so there's no more, let's say, apples and oil. You don't see that. Then all the Irish sweets that you have for you, you have to go ahead and throw it out. And you go to a place where, no, there's the Mokum Shakolo, there's apples still in the field. So, Mokum Shakolo, kind of a vibe. In either situation, we say you're mokum to go ahead and destroy it. Because as long as there's a child, people are going to think they're eating parachutes. You shouldn't be able to be eating. So then, you say, you should be mocking like the place of the Skyvavar. And the mission, the Gemara really explains over here, is that Machlokes Rishonim and Tanna Kamma is, it's going around a case where you have three different types of stuff that was pickled into one jar. So then the Tanna Kamma, all of you say it's Skyvavar. The only machlokes you have are the one, if you have the one thing, if you have, let's say, one of the fruits is there, we say you go ahead and mevare the one single fruit that you find within the jar that's not here now, then that let's say this bit doesn't have. Now, Shane came, if you're the owner, say, my boy, we'll call Hafata. So we tell him, no, go ahead and you bring that jar, you bring what's in the jar, and so the mevare, if you can't go ahead and bring what's in the jar, so then you're going to go ahead and be machlokes to destroy all the different things. The halacha was that you're not allowed to go ahead and sell a behemoth gasset. So, which means a big animal, you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. And the reason why they were mocking is because we were afraid that you would end up coming, going ahead and using, helping the guy do malacha with it on Shabbos. So the halacha was is that some people were nice, that since we don't let you go and sell a big behemoth, we also don't let you sell a small behemoth. In a place where they were not to go ahead and sell behemadakos, and you're allowed to sell it. So then Allah is in like in a place where they were not made to do it, so then you're not allowed to. The whole can be making land behemadakos, however, in every situation, you're not allowed to sell behemadakos. Adol Sayachim, Shalom Mishwurim, Yudha Matimishwura. What about, let's say, you have little baby animals that are going to end up growing to be big animals, or if you have animals that are Bali Mumans and Yudha Matimishwura, and Yudha Matimishwura, he said that you're allowed to go ahead and do Bishwura, since it's not a possible halacha, since it's broken, so then the halacha will be, you're going to go ahead and he says it's not a problem. There's no problem about it. However, I go on Masayokin, even a little egg, or even a little calf, since eventually they're going to become the malacha, and say not to do it. And Bezer Matim Pesos, and then Bezer said, you're allowed to do it with a horse, since every horse is made for Rechiva, and Rechiva, if a person rides a horse on Shabbos, he's not even on Isidai, right? So, because Chai Noi says, so immediately you said, you're allowed to go ahead and tell someone else, oh, we don't have to be worried about you doing a malacha with it on Shabbos. But I hope you have a wonderful day.